Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Ian Dale on LBC. Call 0345-6060-973.
It's 19 minutes past seven. Let's cross live to Washington and speak to our LBC US correspondent, Simon Marks. Two things to talk about, Simon. Bill Cosby, the breaking news in the last few minutes.
Yes, just in the last couple of minutes, Ian, we learnt not only within the last hour that Bill Cosby was definitely going to be sentenced to a confinement period in state prison, but now we know that he's going to jail for between 3 and 10 years. His lawyers are on their feet in that courtroom in Pennsylvania, desperately trying to stop Bill Cosby from being sent to jail today. They want him released on bail while he appeals the conviction on 3 counts of sexual assault. But the judge in the case is hearing none of it. He has said, I hear your attorney's argument that nothing has happened in the last 4 years and that you are old. Some may say you were old back then. He's been convicted of a very serious crime, said the judge, and he has no right to bail. So that means Bill Cosby will not be going home once this hearing is over. He will be conveyed straight to a state prison in Pennsylvania, where the actor who was once known as America's dad for his role on The Cosby Show will now spend between 3 and 10 years. He, of course, does have the right to appeal these convictions. He was convicted of assaulting a basketball coach at Temple University, the only one of his accusers who was still able to bring charges against him under the statute of limitations that says that many of the other allegations made against Bill Cosby are too historic, too old to be brought to trial. So he can appeal those convictions, but there's no question whatsoever that over the next few hours he's heading to jail.
Now, Donald Trump, he's not heading to jail yet, but hasn't even been impeached yet, has he? But you never know. He's been speaking at the United Nations today and didn't get a brilliant reception.
Didn't get the reception he was expecting, that is for certain, Ian. Remember that last year when he spoke at the United Nations, he made that astonishing speech in which he asserted that Kim Jong-un was little rocket man. Today, he was full of praise for Kim Jong-un, calling him a serious negotiating partner. And he says he's making huge progress in terms of private communications that he says he's been having with North Korea's leader. And then he launched into a riff from a speech that we hear time and time again from President Trump when he's addressing rallies of supporters in the United States, but it usually elicits a different response than the one that he heard from world leaders at the United Nations General Assembly. Take a listen.
In less than 2 years, my administration has accomplished more than almost any administration in the history of our country. America's so true. Didn't expect that reaction, but that's okay.
The man who once said that once he became president of the United States would no longer be a global laughingstock, becoming himself something of a laughingstock on the floor of the United Nations General Assembly. But he also delivered an absolutely untrammeled and clarion message to the United States, to the United Nations, that as president of the United States, he will continue firmly to put America's interests first and, where necessary, to walk away from international agreements and shred even traditional alliances. This was a forthright declaration of his belief in the paramount importance of American sovereignty.
America is governed by Americans. We reject the ideology of globalism, and we embrace the doctrine of patriotism. Around the world, responsible nations must defend against threats to sovereignty, not just from global governments, but also from other new forms of coercion and domination.
real echoes of the populist ideology that got him elected to the presidency in the first place. It's worth making the point, Ian, that he was followed just within the last hour or so at the podium by the French president, Emmanuel Macron, who delivered a real riposte to pretty much everything that Donald Trump had said from the podium, and even appeared to suggest that countries should not go ahead and strike trade deals with any nation that has walked away from the Paris Climate Change Accords. Can you think of a nation that's walked away from those accords? Wonder who he had in mind.
Or any nation that's seeking to do a trade deal with one of those nations. Yep, I'll have to think about that one, Simon. But do you think that one of the possibilities now is that, having been laughed at the United Nations, he could even withdraw America from the United Nations?
Well, he's certainly spoken about withdrawing the United States from the World Trade Organization. That, I think, is perhaps next on his list, depending on how his various trade wars go with the Chinese, the European Union, the Canadians and others. I think that from Donald Trump's perspective, he will not have enjoyed the experience of having been laughed at by other world leaders on the floor of that body. But at the same time, it's also the kind of thing that he's likely to use to his advantage politically. He can say to his supporters, as he said over the Paris Climate Change Accords, I wasn't elected by the citizens of Paris. I was elected to represent the citizens of Pittsburgh. And in that regard, he doesn't need to withdraw from the United Nations. It can actually become quite a useful foil for him politically.
Well, we're being told that we are getting Trump wrong as ever, Simon, and that people were laughing with him, not at him. I think the jury's out on that one.
Not sure about that. Not sure the first laughter was with him.
Simon, Mark, thank you very much indeed.